篇二十二篇的第三节。
Psalm chapter 22, verse 3.
二十二篇第三节。
Psalm chapter 22, verse 3.
但你是圣洁的，是用以色列的赞美为宝座的。
Psalm chapter 22, verse 3. Yet thou art holy, enthroned the praise of Israel.
这里提到说，以色列的赞美可以成为神的宝座。
And over here, so the praise of Israel could become the throne of God.
那我想用一些我的经验来跟大家分享这有关赞美的祷告。
I just want to share some personal experience of prayers of praise.
有一次我们地方教会的查经小组就做了一个特别的专题讨论哈。
Once in my local church and one of the Bible studies, we had a special discussion.
那这个题目就是颂赞或者是赞美的祷告。
And this topic was a prayers of praise.
那个讨论之后呢，我们大家就是决定要做一个星期的功课。
And after the discussion, we decided that we had to do a week of homework.
就是那整个礼拜的祷告，我们就是不要求任何的事情，完全就是以颂赞作为我们祷告的内容。
And the homework was that for the entire week, our prayer was to not make any requests. Instead, it should be focused on praise.
那一个礼拜之后呢，我们就回来分享。
So after a week of prayer, we came back and we shared.
很奇妙的，每一个人都有一些很特殊的事情发生在他们的身上。
And miraculously, everyone that did the assignment have some experiences.
这些事情其实看起来都是神的恩典。
And all these things are all blessings from God.
那我自己呢，就是在那个礼拜哈，我的那个老板哈，就把我叫进他的办公室。
And on that week, my boss called me into his office.
他就跟我讲说，你的薪水哈，在你这个层次的来讲，是平均的稍微以下哈。
My boss was saying that based on your rank and your salary, your salary doesn't compensate for your rank.
好，他说那我就把你的薪水提到这个平均点哈。
And for this reason, I want to give you a salary that's suitable to your rank.
那我就觉得，这我从来没有听过这样子的加薪哈。
I never heard of a raise that occurs because of this.
那后来几年之后，有一次我要准备讲道。
And a few years later, when I was preparing a sermon,
后来我就决定说，那个次的讲道也是讲到这个颂赞的祈祷哈。
And I want to make that sermon topic of prayer or praise.
准备了要分享这个体验。
And I want to share this experience.
那我也在想说，既然我要讲这篇道理，那个前一个礼拜我也再做一次，就是那整个礼拜我也是以颂赞来作为祷告的内容。
Since I was going to give a sermon about prayers of praise for that week, I want to offer prayers of praise.
在周间的时候，我老板又把我叫进去。
And my boss again called me into his office.
他又帮我加了一次薪。
And he also gave me a raise.
又是很特殊的理由。
And it was he also gave a very, very good, very special explanation.
这两次的体验哈，让我体会到。我的祷告应该要更多的赞美。
And from these two experiences, I realized that my prayer should be full of praises.
我在想说，其实我们的神哈，应该是很多福气在等着我们来跟他算是领受吧。
I realized that God has a lot of blessings that He wants to share with, want to bless us with.
那我们就是主要就是要做可以。让神喜悦的事情哈。
And so our responsibility is to do things that are pleasing to Him.
那我也以这个来向大家来做一个就是互相的勉励，就是我们可以在我们祷告里面更多的颂赞。
So I would like to use this experience as a mutual encouragement for us that in our prayer we should include more praises.
像这个经节的，我们的颂赞可以在属灵里面成为神的宝座。
Just like this verse, our praises could become a throne for God.
真正能够荣耀我们天上的真神。
And glorify God.
好，那我们就一起到前面来祷告。
Let's come forward to pray.